This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The state is looking to partner with tribes to educate students. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration plans to introduce legislation during the next session that will create the possibility of an educational compact between the State Board of Education, tribes, and local school districts. Last Friday, the state hosted a teleconference to begin the discussion on what that would look like. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Assistant Education Commissioner Nikki Shibaka began the teleconference call explaining why the state is interested in compacting with tribes.
We know that our system of education is working well for many students, but the reality is that it is not working well also for many students.
Shibaka said students in Alaska have lower test scores than students in other states. He said the state's Department of Education believes tribal and community ownership will help raise those test scores. Joel Isaac, a tribal liaison for the education department, says that would be because students do better when they see themselves in their educational environment. Isaac pointed at Ayapun Litnavik, a Yupik immersion school in Bethel, as a model of what can be achieved.
Their PEAKS, ELA, their math, and their science scores are showing marked nearly double the average of the other LKSD schools around it.
Isaac says tribal educational compacts could improve not just test scores, but also health outcomes. He cited a study done in tribal areas in Canada.
When half of their tribal members reported having conversational knowledge of their own native language, their suicide rates plummeted to near zero.
The details of what an educational compact between tribes, the State Board of Education, and school districts would look like have not been completely fleshed out. Isaac says the board is looking for public feedback. The next teleconference call will be on December 13th at 5:30 p.m. You can find more information online at education.alaska.gov/compacting. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Maintaining an efficient supply of water in rural Alaska can be challenging. For the past year and a half, a Northwest Arctic Borough program has been working to try to make water utilities in the region cheaper and more effective for the local population. As KOTZ's Wesley Early reports, the program is proving successful, but one village says they don't need the help.
In the northern parts of the state, having a stable water and sewer system is vital. Villages have struggled with keeping water tanks filled and unfrozen.
In Kivalina and in Selwick, we were challenged to do this year after year for various reasons.
That's Carl Weisner, Public Services Administrator for the Northwest Arctic Borough. Reducing water system emergencies and ensuring local water operators are trained effectively were two major goals of a program that was put in place last year, the Community Utility Assistance Program, or CUAP. The program is a partnership between the borough, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and Manilik Association to bring local communities in compliance with state criteria for water utilities. Safe, effective utilities are the main focus, but it also means that the local governments will be more competitive for federal and state construction grants. Here's Borough Public Services Director Nate Koch.
Many of our communities don't meet the minimum standards for that, and so therefore when they go out to apply for grants that would help for their utility, they're not eligible. So what we're trying to do is raise those scores. And part of raising those scores, collections is a major part of that.
When Koch says collections, he means people paying their bills. He says it's one of the major components that water utilities are judged on. To help communities with their monthly bill, the borough provides utility subsidies to consumers, reducing the price by about two-thirds.
Some villages, it's as high as $200 a month. And their rates have dropped down to 80. So most of the communities are now paying between $60 to $80 a month for the utility.
The rates for commercial and school water use have also decreased by half with the subsidies. The borough also pays for fuel to operate the water plants and the salaries for the operators. They also take over bill collecting. Koch says the village governments are getting between $150,000 to $200,000 from the borough under the program. While most of the villages have been able to comply with the standards of the CUAP, one of them hasn't for most of the year, the village of Shungnak, 150 miles east of Kotzebue. One of the requirements of the program is a 70% collection rate. Weisner says that penalties for not paying your bill can be hard to enforce in small communities like Shungnak, which has a population of about 270.
And if they don't pay, you have to cut them off. And that's not something that's easy for a water plant operator when you have to cut off your neighbor or your mother-in-law or what have you.
Wisner says the borough is working to try to get Shungnak back into compliance. He says that rates could rise to levels higher than they were before the CUAP if the issues persist.
Not only did their rates go back up to 180, but they're projected to rise to as much as 240 per month next summer because of labor hours being more than budgeted, things like that.
Every village in the Northwest Arctic Borough has signed up to the CUAP, except for one. The village of Noatak, about 55 miles north of Kotzebue, has yet to opt into the program. The village of just under 600 people is the only Northwest village governed solely by a tribal government, which operates the water treatment plant. Noatak Tribal Administrator Herbert Walton says that the village believes that they already do a good job maintaining their water utility, and they don't need help from the borough.
Our Noatak community water operators take care of the village real good, and the one that does the bill collection and stuff like that does a good job, and we're kind of stable in what we are.
Before the CUAP, Noatak had among the lowest costs for water utilities in the region. Under the program, their rates would drop from about $138 to under $50. The program has brought all other village rates down considerably, making Noatak rates the most expensive in the region now. Walton says that the village wants to maintain control of the plant. He says the village would be more than happy with the subsidies from the borough that come with being in the program.
They could give us our diesel power or utilities if they want. That sure would be helpful. But then we learned to take care of ourselves.
Koch with the borough agreed that Noatak has done a good job with maintaining compliance with state water standards. But he says the extra money from the program would benefit Noatak. He also says that the borough wouldn't be in control of the water utility.
But it's their program, it's their utility. Still, the employees, even though we pay them, they're still city employees, or whoever owns the utility is their employees.
Despite Noatak's trepidations, Koch says they're going to continue to try to get them on board with the CUAP. Aside from saving money, he says village operators would also have more extensive training to keep the water plants operating in the coldest months. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
The money coming into the state government from oil and other sources is forecast to be down this year and next. The Department of Revenue forecasts nearly $200 million less in state revenue this year than it did in the spring. The department released the forecast on Friday. Acting Revenue Commissioner Mike Barnhill says the forecast is consistent with oil prices over the past few years being lower than they were historically.
We still have a strained revenue situation, and that's going to continue into the fiscal 21 year. And so we will still have difficult discussions within the legislature about how to balance budget.
The decrease is based in part on a drop in the price of oil. It was projected to average $66 per barrel in the spring. Now the forecast is less than $64 per barrel. The forecast for oil production is also down. Money coming into the state from sources other than oil is up. The forecast for state revenue is down for next year as well. That adds to the challenge facing Governor Mike Dunleavy and the legislature in writing a budget for next year. Dunleavy's budget proposal is due by October 15th. Oil forecasts were lowered for the rest of the next 10 years as well. That could make it harder to bring the state budget into balance in the long run. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for UPIC News coming up.